Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Bonjour et bienvenue encore une fois à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. Now, in this lesson, we are going to be continuing to talk about the family, this time saying how many brothers and sisters you have, or how many sons and daughters you have. So we'll also need to learn some numbers, and we'll be covering the numbers from 1 to 10. Now remember to pay careful attention to the pronunciation of these numbers. I hope you enjoy today's lesson. First of all, before we get on to anything else, there was one thing I thought we perhaps should add to last week's lesson, and that's the word that children would use for mother and father. They could say mère, mère, as in mother, mother, but it probably would be more normal to say maman.
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 And maman is the word that children use to say mummy or mom or something like that. So, maman.
Maman.
Okay, now notice that that is the word for mother or mum. It's not my mum. That would be ma maman.
Ma maman.
Okay, and the equivalent for father, for daddy, you would say papa.
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 So, we've got maman.
Maman.
Papa.
Papa.
Okay, so that's really all I wanted to add to the content we covered last week. Today we're going to look at something that's very important in French, and that is the word for à, the indefinite article, as we would give it its proper name. So to say à brother, we already know how to say brother. Brother is?
Frère.
Yeah, it's frère. To say my brother, you would say
mon frère.
Mon frère. To say a brother, you say un frère.
Un frère.
Now this un, it's spelled U-N, and it means a, as in one. Un frère.
Un frère.
And it's got a slight nasal sound to it. Un.
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 Un frère.
Un frère.
Okay. So a brother is un frère. Can you work out what a father would be?
Un père?
That's right. Un père. Un frère. Un père. What about a son?
Un fils.
Un fils. Très bien. Un fils. Now, was there another masculine relative that we had last week? Un frère, un père, un fils.
Husband.
That's right. Husband was?
Mari.
Mari. Mari. So, un husband is?
Un mari.
Un mari, très bien. Okay, so far we've been looking at all the masculine family members. Un frère, un père, un mari, un fils. Now let's think about the feminine members of our family. In that case, we're not talking about un, we're going to talk about une sœur. Une sœur.
Une sœur.
Okay, so une is the feminine word for a. Une sœur.
Une sœur.
And therefore, a mother would be?
Une mère.
Une mère.
Une mère.
And a wife would be?
Une femme.
Une femme. Très bien. Une femme, une sœur, une mère, and a daughter.
Une fille.
Une fille. Excellent. So, un fils et une fille. What would that mean?
A son and a daughter.
That's right. A son and a daughter. Un fils et une fille. Now, in fact, there's really only one more thing we need to add there to make that quite an interesting sentence. I have a son and a daughter. To say I have in French, you would say j'ai.
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 Okay, now this is a really, really useful phrase to have, although it sounds like one word. It's really je et. J'ai.
J'ai.
I have a son and a daughter. J'ai un fils et une fille.
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 Okay, now, as soon as you hear French starting to be spoken quickly like that, it actually does become quite tricky to identify where one word stops and the next one starts. And this is perhaps all the more difficult in French because so many of the words run into the next word. For example, j'ai un fils, that's three words there, although it almost sounds just like two syllables. J'ai un fils, j'ai un fils, et j'ai une fille.
J'ai un fils et j'ai une fille.
J'ai une fille, attention.
Une fille.
J'ai une fille, okay. Now, what I'd like to do now is continue with this, practice this a little more, and we'll still pretend that we've just got one daughter, one sister, one brother, and so on. Alors, so Anna, I'm going to ask you to translate a couple of sentences into French, and our listeners should try to translate these too. So to begin with, let's try... I have one brother. His name is Matthew. Can you try that?
Yes. J'ai un frère. Il s'appelle Matthew.
Okay. J'ai un frère. Il s'appelle Matthew. Très bien. What about I have one sister. Her name is Marie.
J'ai une sœur, elle s'appelle Marie.
Très bien. J'ai une sœur, elle s'appelle Marie. Now, I'm going to explain one thing here that is something that's very common for learners to do. And I have to say, it's one of my pet hates when you see learners writing j'ai un frère, s'appelle Mathieu, or something like that, because they think that s'appelle means called. So, I have a brother called Mathieu. In French, you cannot do this. You must either say, j'ai un frère, il s'appelle Mathieu, because of course, s'appelle means calls himself, literally. So, j'ai un frère, il s'appelle Mathieu. Or, you could say, j'ai un frère qui s'appelle Mathieu. That means, I have a brother who is called Mathieu. I have a brother who is called Mathieu. J'ai un frère qui s'appelle Mathieu?
J'ai un frère qui s'appelle Mathieu.
Okay. How would you say then, I have one sister who is called Marie? Anna?
J'ai une sœur qui s'appelle Marie.
Très bien. J'ai une sœur qui s'appelle Marie. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So far we can say I have one son, one daughter, one brother and one sister and so on, but it might well be the case that we have more than one family member that we want to speak about. So it's time now to learn some numbers, and we're going to do this with the help of some music.
Let's go.
Un.
Un.
Deux.
Deux.
Trois.
Trois.
Quatre.
Quatre.
Let's go through these again. Un.
Un.
Deux.
Deux.
Trois.
Trois.
Quatre.
Quatre.
So we've had un, deux, trois, quatre. Let's go on. Cinq.
Cinq.
Six.
Six.
Sept.
Sept.
Huit.
Huit.
Once again, cinq.
Cinq.
Six.
Six.
Sept.
Sept.
Huit. Okay, so we've done up to number 8 so far. Let's finish this off with 9 and 10. Neuf.
Neuf.
Dix.
Dix.
Let's take it back right to 1 and count all the way up to 10. Here goes. Un.
Un.
Deux.
Deux.
Trois.
Trois.
Quatre.
Quatre.
Cinq.
Cinq.
Six.
Six.
Sept.
Sept.
Huit.
Huit.
Neuf.
Neuf.
Dix.
Dix.
Okay, let's really try putting you to the test now. We're going to do this double time, see how quickly you can repeat. Tu es prête?
Oui, je suis prête.
Un.
Un.
Deux.
Deux.
Trois.
Trois.
Quatre.
Quatre.
Cinq.
Cinq.
Six.
Six.
Sept.
Sept.
Huit.
Huit.
Neuf.
Neuf.
Dix.
Dix.
Très bien. Encore une fois. Let's do the same again, ok? Ok. Un.
Un.
Deux.
Deux.
Trois.
Trois.
Quatre.
Quatre.
Cinq.
Cinq.
Six.
Six.
Sept.
Sept.
Huit.
Huit.
Neuf.
Neuf.
Dix.
Dix.
Très bien. Magnifique. So hopefully that was a little different way to learn the numbers. And what we're going to do now is put that into the context of family. So we can now say, I have two brothers and three sisters. Let's try that one. Anna, how would you say, I have two brothers?
J'ai deux frères.
J'ai deux frères and three sisters.
Et trois sœurs.
Et trois sœurs. Sœur. Just watch the vowel sound there. Sœur.
Sœur.
Très bien. J'ai deux frères et trois sœurs.
J'ai deux frères et trois sœurs.
And if you wanted to, how would you say they are called, their names are?
Ils s'appellent.
Ils s'appellent. Très bien. We won't ask you to make up five names all of a sudden for your brothers and sisters. Okay, let's imagine that you wanted to say that you have four sons and one daughter. Let's see if you can work out that. I have four sons and one daughter. Anna, can you try that?
J'ai quatre fils et une fille.
Très bien. J'ai quatre fils et une fille. And that's pretty much all I want to cover in this lesson. Learning the numbers is quite a big step, so you need to practice these numbers. And anytime you see a number on a bus or on a train or on a notice somewhere when you're walking about, see if you can translate those numbers into French. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.